Hi, welcome to Innovating Leadership, Co-Creating Our Future. Today's focus is Success Begins with Trust. I'm your host, Maureen Metcalf. I'm the founder and CEO of the Innovative Leadership Institute. We help leaders identify disruptive trends and develop strategies to transform themselves and their organizations into industry leaders. I'm a regular contributor to Forbes and the lead author on an award-winning book series focusing on innovating how you lead and transforming your organization. I'm also a fellow with the International Leadership Association. I am delighted to have as our guest today Mark Given. After attending the Ohio State University and graduating from Elon College, Mark spent 20 years as the CEO of a multi-state retail sales and rental company that grew to 47 locations. He's authored or co-authored 8 best-selling books, including his Amazon number one bestseller, Finding My Why, Ernie's Journey. He's the author of the Trust-Based Philosophy book series and writes articles for Money, Inc. Online, Mark's blog, Mark's Minute, and is read by thousands of people across the world every week. So it is an honor to have Mark with us today. Today he will talk about the topic of trust. He shared the idea that our world and our businesses revolve on the level of trust people have in us. Success begins with trust and ends when trust dissolves. So Mark's really going to talk about how do we build trust, gain trust, and recover trust. And we hope that this is a very practical conversation that will help you, the listener, accelerate how you develop trust. And in the unfortunate event that we all face on occasion, hopefully not often, what do I do to recover from those events that happen over the course of our lives? So Mark, welcome, and thank you for joining us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks so much for having me. I'm glad to be here.
So is there anything you want to share with our listeners about your background before we get started?
Yeah, I can give you a quick, I'm just like everybody else, all the listeners out there, I have had a life full of good and bad experiences, and what I have realized as I've studied and researched the importance of building, maintaining, and repairing trust over the last 40 years is that trust is not just a concept. We accept it as a concept, and that's true. That concept may be simple, but it's not really simplistic in the way that we handle building, creating, building, maintaining, repairing trust, because it's so important as it relates to not just relationships. It could be relationships with, you know, within a family group, but clearly in leadership, in business, there's a science to building, maintaining, and repairing trust. It's not just a concept. It's important that we understand that there are principles that we can use to elevate ourselves, to be more trustworthy, and then to maintain trust so that we can be great leaders, great people, and we make the world better because we're part of those that are trusted.
Great, thank you. So let's jump in. How does the trust-based philosophy help people succeed? And we all have a sense that trust matters, but can you go into that a little more in depth?
You bet. So after all the research that we've done, and there are some wonderful, wonderful books out there, Maureen, on the topic of trust, and certainly everybody knows what that is. I mean, it's just it's easy to know that when you've got somebody you can trust or when you've got somebody you can't trust. But what we've discovered in all our research is that it's not just a concept, because there really is a science. And what we say by that is that there are 4 facets to building, maintaining, and understanding the importance of trust. So we can talk about that while we're on this topic, so that people understand that it's not just a concept, but there's science, and there's a grand opening part, there's a rapport building part, there's a maintenance part, and there's a repair part, and there are 4 distinct facets in understanding how to build, repair, trust. So it's simple, but it's not simplistic. There's really some important principles we all need to know and learn and build.
So how do companies and people create, build, and let's start with, how do we create trust?
Well, I'll tell you what, that's a good way to ask. So let's start with the first facet of trust, which is what we call in the trust-based philosophy, the grand opening. We all learned when we were young, even, that we only have one opportunity to make a first impression. And so the science now behind all of that is it proves that that's not only a true concept, but Harvard, after studying influence for nearly 15 years and wiring thousands of people's brains, they really discovered that people form an opinion about us in 50 milliseconds. So in less than a blink of an eye, when we're seen for the first time. So, it relates to business, too. It relates to products. But more often than not, what we're interested in is focusing on the people, the relationship. So let's talk about that part of it, not the product side, but the people part. If you only have 50 milliseconds to make a first impression, and while people are judging you, or in the word we use today is profiling, while they're profiling you, you're also profiling them. So it's really important that we understand that we need to present ourselves in the best light. And there are some important principles in that grand opening that we teach companies and organizations, associations, colleges. I mean, people and organizations that want to learn this and understand that there is a difference between just knowing we need to do something and how to do it. So we actually teach people how to improve their first best impression. So in that quick 50 milliseconds, they make that their best first impression. And it's pretty eye-opening for most people as they see it. It's simple, but it's not simplistic.
So would you share with our listeners some of the ideas that you teach that would help them be aware of how they make a first impression? What are the things that people look for, and what are the things that our listeners should be paying attention to?
Sure. Let me give you the simple one that I think everybody would common sense one that everybody would get, and then let me give you another one that I know they've never heard before, so that they, you know, we'll give them a wow. So obviously, the way you dress, the way you appear, your body language, your facial expressions, the way you present yourself, those are all critical. Almost. Common sense in that, gosh, we know that if we're having a bad day, it's probably not a good idea to go meet a new client for the first time or to show up for a class if you're a professor. You know, you need to make a good impression. And those are all common sense things that I think anybody out there gets. But here's what we really learned. Here's the wow. We've also learned that in the world, we were all taught, at least in the United States, we've all been taught the same thing. We've been taught something called a two-step greeting. So we show up for this first impression, this grand opening, and we're going to introduce ourselves, and we're all taught this, so we've all been taught the same thing, which is a hi, I'm, or hello, I'm, or it's nice to see you, I'm. But that first introduction, when it begins with I, hi, I'm, that introduction is really about ourselves. It's not about meeting somebody else, Maureen. So what really happens then is, more often than not, if you're just the normal, average human being, what happens is you walk away from that first introduction and you don't even remember the name of the person that you just met. You'd like to, but we take memory classes to identify and associate. But what we try to move people from is a two-step greeting to a three-step greeting, which is a salutation. It's good to see you today, or it's nice to see you today. But the focus word is you, so it could be any salutation with the word you. So, boy, you know, it's good to have you here today, or to allow me to come. And then we do a second step, which is the thank you. There's always a reason that you can thank somebody. Thank you for your time today. Thank you for seeing me today. Thank you for setting an appointment with me today. If you're a professor in a class, hey, thank you for coming to class today. But it's a you. And then the third step of the third step greeting is when you actually say your own name. So there's two huge benefits by going from a two-step greeting to a three-step greeting. First of all, you go from, hi, it's me, it's all about me, to let's make this introduction about you. So you're using the word you twice. The second benefit is because your brain has said three things, your mouth has said three things, you are more inclined naturally for you to actually listen. There's an old Chinese proverb that says, listen with the intent to hear. On a two-step greeting, we tend to listen with the intent to speak. So we say two things, and then we're thinking about what we're going to say next. On a three-step greeting, our brain is more inclined to listen, and we are more engaged. And so we have a higher percentage of remembering the names. So there's so much more I could teach all of our listeners on that. But gosh, in the grand opening, if they could just understand, if they could go from a two-step greeting to a three-step greeting, practice, 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 they become better at actually remembering the name, and they become immediately more likable because you've made the introduction about the other person now instead of yourself.
That's fabulous. Thank you. And it seems like it's so easy to do, just adding in just, more about the other person.
Try it, though, and you'll find out you've been doing the two-step greeting for so long that when you first try doing the three-step greeting, you'll stumble all over it. And so when I'm out speaking or doing sessions, I just have everybody stand up and put their hand out, introduce themselves, try the two-step greeting, and then try the three-step greeting. I almost always have to have that a visual up, like on a board or on a screen where they can see the three-step greeting because their brain is so used to saying the two-step greeting, they fumble all over it. But once you get good at saying a three-step greeting, you remember names better, you become more likable, and your first impression just goes kind of through the roof. I mean, people just are, they love to feel appreciated, and they feel appreciated much more in a three-step greeting than any appreciation they feel in a two-step greeting, because it's not about them to begin with. It's about me. So hope that helps some.
So I'm going to ask you, because you just said people don't remember it, can you go through the steps one more time? We're 4 minutes from break, and I'm going to ask our listeners to practice during the break. So,
absolutely.
I'm Green.
What a great idea. What a great idea. So here it is. It's very simple. It's a salutation. Step one is a salutation. The key word is to include the word you. So it could be anything you want to say. It's good to see you today. Hey, you know, if it's appropriate, it's you just give them a smile and say, hey, you look nice today. But you would include the word you, something that feels comfortable in that scenario, in that situation, using the word you. And then the second step, thank you. There's always a reason to thank them. Thank them for something. Thank you for seeing me today. Thank you for setting an appointment with me today. Thank you for taking the time to visit with me today. Just, it becomes natural to say thank you, and there's always a reason you can. The third step then is when you say your name. So it's good to see you today. Thank you for having me here. I'm Mark Given. So if I was meeting you, Marine, one more time, I would say, hey, it's so good to see you today, Marine. Thank you for, or I don't know your name. So, hey, it's so good to see you today. Thank you for having me on your show. My name's Mark. And then I shut up. I be quiet. I let them speak.
And you probably did that when you and I prepped before the show, didn't you?
I did, and you didn't even notice it, because once you've practiced it so well, it becomes so natural that, people don't notice it. But they so often, what's really cool is that they recognize intuitively that there's something different, but mm-hmm. they cannot put their finger on what it is. So it's not a trick. It's not manipulating. It's just becoming more, it's just creating a better connection at the initial moment of the grand opening, which is so critically important, which leads us to the other steps, which we'll talk about after your break, I think, probably.
Okay, so hi, it's nice to meet you, point out the you. Thank you for seeing me today. Do you add in the person's name then? Thank you, Mark, for being on the show, so I'm more likely to remember?
If you know their name, but so often we're meeting people for the first time, Maureen, we don't know their name. So in that case, it would be, hi, it's nice to meet you today. Thank you for taking the time to be with me. In your case, I'm Maureen. And so the key point is you, meaning the other person. So them, then you, right? But you're using the word you, and then I'm me. I'm Mark. I'm Frank. I'm Maureen. I'm whoever, right? So it seems so simple, but the truth is, when you practice it, let's associate it to the Olympics very quickly. It's the difference between competing in the Olympics and winning a medal, and I'm not kidding. It is a game changing strategy.
Cool. Thank you. So I'm going to ask our listeners on break to practice this. Again, it's hi, nice to meet you. Thank you for X, Y, or Z. I am fill in your name. Practice that a couple times while we're on break, and Mark and I will be right back. Welcome back to Innovating Leadership, Co-creating Our Future. Today we are talking about success begins with trust. And our guest is Mark Given, who has written several best-selling books about the subject of trust. So in the intro, he talked about multiple facets. One is the grand opening. The next is building rapport, maintenance, and then apology or restoring trust. So Mark, let's jump into now the next facet after the grand opening. How do I build rapport?
Well, thank you for asking. So once they've built that foundation of, hey, I think I like this person, I think I want to get to know them or maybe learn more about them, we move to the rapport building facet. And that facet is really about listening and talking less. So you would ask questions and talk less. So I love to teach a principle as I'm out traveling the world and trying to help folks and companies, organizations understand these principles. That what I mean by that is that people really like to